This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm David Byrd. The United States, Britain, Australia, and Canada on Thursday condemned China's decision to impose a national security law on Hong Kong, saying it would dramatically erode its autonomy and threaten its stability and prosperity. As Reuters' Libby Hogan reports, the joint statement says China's move threatens Hong Kong's place in the world as a bastion of freedom.
The bill tackles subversion, separatism, terrorism, and foreign interference, and could see Chinese intelligence agencies set up in Hong Kong. Protesters see the bill as a move by Beijing that delivers a severe blow to the city's freedoms. Around the world, the US, Britain, and the European Union have expressed concerns for the former British colony and one of the world's financial hubs.
That's Reuters' Libby Hogan. Roughly 2.1 million people applied for unemployment benefits last week, a sign that companies are still slashing jobs as states continue the reopening process. We get more from AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
The Labor Department reports more than 2.1 million people applied for jobless benefits last week. That's down from the previous week as restrictions aimed at curbing the spread of the coronavirus are eased in many states and businesses gradually reopen. The total number of people who have lost their jobs in the weeks since the virus struck has now reached 41 million. However, with companies calling some laid-off employees back, the number of people now receiving unemployment aid stands at 21 million. The national jobless rate was 14.7% in April, the highest since the Great Depression, and many economists expect it to be closer to 20% in May. Ben Thomas, Washington.
For more, visit our website, voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Britain's government is facing questions over how closely people would abide by its new test and trace service, which launched on Thursday. Britain's Health Secretary, Matt Hancock, says he trusts the public will do their civic duty. Adam Reed of Reuters reports.
England brought in a new track and trace system on Thursday, aimed at easing lockdown measures that have brought life to a standstill in recent months. Contacts of those who test positive for COVID-19 will be asked to isolate for 14 days, even if they have no symptoms. UK Health Secretary Matt Hancock says he trusts the public to abide by the voluntary guidelines.
The more they follow the instructions from the NHS, the safer we'll all be and the easier we'll be able to lift the broader lockdown measures. And I think that is a huge motivation for people to do the right thing, and I think the vast majority of people will.
Trust is a difficult issue for the government at the moment, though. Ministers, including Hancock, have backed a senior advisor to the Prime Minister who drove a long distance with his family during lockdown. Britain is poised to start reopening non-essential retail shops and schools and could possibly allow more social contact soon for millions of people who've been mostly stuck at home since March.
That's Reuters' Adam Reed. Search teams on Thursday recovered the cockpit voice recorder from the wreckage of a Pakistani airliner that crashed last week. We get more from Reuters' Emer McCarthy.
The Airbus A320 came down in a crowded residential district of Karachi. Only two people survived. Pakistani officials and Airbus investigators are collecting evidence at the site as they try to determine the cause of the country's worst airline disaster in years.
That's Reuters' Emer McCarthy. Entertainers Chris Rock and Rosie Perez are teaming up to encourage New Yorkers to wear a mask as the state begins to emerge from its coronavirus lockdown. AP's Margie Zaralletta reports.
Chris Rock and Rosie Perez joined New York Governor Andrew Cuomo to promote social distancing and mask wearing. Rock says he came prepared.
I got the test today. I just got tested to come out here. I got a 65, so just
passed.
Just passed.
Rock says he's not really one to call out anyone for not wearing a mask. Perez says she has no problem with that.
I tried to bring some levity into the equation, and I say, hey, do the right thing. Put your mask on. Come on, people.
I'm Archie Zaralletta.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.